This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney once again here on My Show America Tonight, broadcasting this time remotely from Tampa, Florida. I don't know how many of you saw the blood moon, but I know some of you did because I got some of your photographs when I opened my email. We'll get to the mailbag in our next segment here as we kick off this week. Interesting week, to say the least, including that L.A. teacher strike that continues to roll on. Plus, speaking of continuing to roll on, no end in sight yet for the shutdown either, and some other odds and ends. What I like to say is the buzz in your backyard and mine. What are we talking about? And when I say what we're talking about, I can tell you one thing we're definitely talking about. It was really Martin Luther King celebrations, where you had some offices now recognizing it and some having those floating holidays, etc. But certainly when you look at the man and you look at the body of Martin Luther King and his impact on the world, we have talked about it many, 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 many times on America Tonight. And as I look at Martin Luther King and his impact on the world and where we are at this point, it's interesting because so many of you sent notes to me, or I should say emails to me, about your thoughts on where we're at as a country, where it's not one of those mandatory holidays in a lot of businesses. So the Florida State football program dove right into it. They apologized Monday for a tweet that was sent from one of their accounts that attempted to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Check it out. The program received a lot of backlash. There was an account that bills itself as the official page of Florida State football recruiting, so it's at FSU_recruiting. They tweeted an edited picture of King wearing a football glove and appearing to do the tomahawk chop. The graphic that was out there also showed the team's slogan, "Do something," and a quote, "If I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way." So anyway, a lot of criticism there, not just on social media. It bounced out all over the place, with people describing it as exploitive, disrespectful to his legacy. It was deleted, no explanation, boom, and then it was absolutely gone. And then there was the apology late in the day, and the apology worth mentioning here, because I hate it when you have just half of the story, said, "In a well-intentioned effort to recognize Martin Luther King Jr. on this special day, a member of our recruiting staff created a graphic using one of Dr. King's quotes, 'If I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way.'" The statement read that, and again, apologizing for sending that out. In fact, I looked at what it looked like. The quote resonated, as they said, with our program's "do something" mantra. That's what it was. However, in our attempt to more closely connect the message to FSU, we foolishly posted a graphic that was not in line with our intent. We're very sorry for missing the mark in our attempt to celebrate Dr. King's legacy. You know, to be honest, I think they tried, the Seminole recruiting program, they tried hard to clean that up. You know, did they? Are people still carrying that over? I think it goes into what I heard from many of you when I checked the mailbag today, frankly, about Martin Luther King Day and how you know, felt about some businesses being open where there was a time when many, many, many businesses were closed. And one of the things I did receive from somebody, and I thought it was interesting, as to what was my favorite Martin Luther King quote, and of course there's so many famous ones, and I just kind of thought about it today, you know, where I didn't go back and look it up or ask Siri, because I know many of them, and I'm sure there's many I don't know. But one that has always stood out for me, it's not the most obvious one, but one of the quotes that I love, and I'll just shorten it, is the quote from Martin Luther King, where he said, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter." And wow, Amen to that. All right. This is what I say America Tonight's all about. Hey, left of left, right of right, wherever you are, let's have the conversation. Why aren't we having more conversations and talking about what the issues are? And certainly in my family, that was a big deal. And in my family, frankly, Martin Luther King Jr. Day was always recognized, was always talked about, and the impact that he had. And I grew up in the 80s and, you know, 90s, etc., and the impact that he had on the world. Also, a lot of people are talking about the impact, and what a wild segue this is, but, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. was interested in sports, as many people are, and of course here on the show we're interested in sports of all sorts, right? Not just the political variety. I always say that sports and politics mirror each other. There's so much that happens that there's some similarities, honestly, like there's the us against them, it's my team against your team. And the officiating in the AFC and the NFC championship games really is part of what people are buzzing about. Not just the political games and not just all of that, but what happened and did it affect the outcome of the Saints game and what happened, you know, ultimately with the Rams moving on. You had two overtime games, couldn't get better than that. But, you know, the Saints owner was furious and he is vowing to pursue changes with the NFL. And of course, because thanks to what happened with the refereeing, and who knows for sure if they would have, you know, ultimately won the game, but they didn't win the game. So instead, with a no call, and I won't go into all the details here right as we kick off the week and we just swing from a little bit of Martin Luther King Day, but a no call could have affected what happened in that outcome against the Rams. But hey, congratulations to the Rams. And there were some poor calls all the way around. And as many coaches know, they never blame injuries or some of the calls on that, maybe in private, but it sort of sours the situation, and there's no question that officiating did play a part in some of what we saw. Ultimately, what the outcome would have been, I mean, who knows? All right, so let's talk about the government shutdown. It continues. Donald Trump, the president, of course, took a few more swipes at the Democrats on Monday on Twitter, refusing his proposal to end the government shutdown now in its 31st day, swinging into 32, and urged voters to put Republicans back in the majority in the House in the next election. And I'll tell you, and this is just the same thing that we're seeing back and forth from the Republicans and the Democrats trying to say, hey, we're not going to, you know, this is a wild game of poker. We're not going to give in. I mean, this just keeps going on and on and on and on and on and on. It just doesn't seem to be any end in sight to that political push-pull. And ultimately, who gets screwed in the middle or jammed up? I hate to use that word. Who gets jammed up? It's the little guys. Because I'm broadcasting from Florida, I've gone through a couple of TSA checks, and I'm on my way back to Dallas. So more TSA checks, and I talked to some of the people, and they were so gracious on all my stops, but told me how, yeah, they picked up extra shifts because somebody had children and they couldn't get there and they couldn't pay for child care. So all the stories that we've talked about, all the things that you're hearing, I'm seeing it up close and personal. I'm going to share some more of those stories with you later in the week. All right, stay with us. Kick back. On the flip side, we got tons of your thoughts as I go to the mailbag next here on ATN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Don't you think you've done enough?
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, as promised, boy oh boy, we have a flood of email, so let's not even hesitate. Let's just dive right into it. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show, Kate Delaney's America Tonight. This one is from Brad, and Brad says, Kate, wow, Martin Luther King. I feel like there's some sort of undercurrents or disrespect going on for the man, because you got to give it to him. If it wasn't for Martin Luther King and some of his efforts, along with many others, we would be at an even worse point, I think, when we look at what's happening in our country and race relations, which to me, it seems like so often it feels like we're behind everybody else in the world. And I guess that's an exaggeration, maybe not everybody else, but some countries that we should certainly be in front of when it comes to equality across the races. I don't know what the answer is, and I know there are some tough conversations going on out there, but I wanted to share with you my favorite Martin Luther King quote: darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. We love you, Kate. Thanks for your show, and continue the conversation. Awesome. I agree. That's another great quote, and listen to what that quote, think of that quote and think about what it means. The conversation absolutely needs to continue and needs to be ramped up, if anything else. All right, how about this one? This one is from Leslie, and Leslie says, Kate, my kids, when they were in school and now they're older, they had to recognize more, or we had to recognize Martin Luther King Day, and I always thought it was a good thing because my family, and I'm Caucasian, shared stories about where we were as far as civil rights and what it was like, because certainly my children didn't understand that or know that, only from what they learned in the books. But the school did a great job of bringing speakers in and really trying to bridge the gap in a certain sense of knowledge. And I feel like it seems as though we're taking a step backwards, and I hope I'm wrong in that perception. And Martin Luther King Jr., may his thoughts and his ideas live on, and may more people embrace them. That's what my wish is for the greatest country, as you say, on the face of the earth, in the United States of America. Great sentiment. I share it with you, and it's, you know, the time is always right to do what is right. There's another great quote, and the time is right to do what's right. I don't think anyone's going to argue that. And we move from that email to another one. This one is from Jake, who listens to us in Austin. He is a longtime listener of the show. Hey, Jake! And what is Jake saying? Jake is saying this. He's saying, Kate, I was paying attention to what happened over the weekend, and wow, what a crazy weekend it was. This government shutdown, now going to 30-plus days, people being told they should get side hustles, people with children trying to figure out how they're going to make ends meet. It just seems so outrageous to me that this is the way people are treated in positions that are, frankly, integral to our safety, especially when we're talking about airports, but not just at airports, prisons and everything else in between. I mean, listen, something has to happen here. 800,000 people, rather? That's insane. Yeah, again, you know, I saw a sign, it was like maybe it was when the USA Today, because I was in the airport, and I saw a sign that was in the paper, and it said, please hold for duration of government shutdown, thank you, and, you know, hold the mail. So the partial shutdown has hurt, you know, all kinds of things, even things you're not even thinking about, not the obvious things. So, you know, talking about environmental enforcement, so permits for power lines for Wyoming wind farms. Yeah, that wasn't on my radar, right? We don't know that. You got to really go state by state. Think of the parks. Think of the implications. I mean, crazy. And people who are affected by the parks, people who make their living in some way, whether it's in restaurants or hotels or whatever it might be. And this can go on and on. I mean, honestly, I think it is going to go on and on. I don't think this is going to be wrapped up anytime soon, and that's the bad news. All right, let's move on to a couple of others. This one from Julie, who says, Kate, we listened to you in New Orleans, and I have to tell you that because you said something about the blood moon, I made sure that I went to go outside at a very horrible hour. It was horrible for me because I had a super long day, and I was rewarded to see that cool reddish moon that you talked about, and I also saw it on your Facebook as well. The total lunar eclipse was the bomb. The moon passing fully into the shadow of the earth. Wow. What a way to top off my weekend, by hanging in there, listening to the show, and watching the blood moon. I hope a lot of people had the same experience. Well, it's funny you say that, because yes, some other people had the same experience as you, including this one from Billy, who listens to us in Ottumwa, Iowa, and he says, Kate, I caught the blood moon. Nothing like seeing the blood moon off in the horizon, then looking so giant, almost as if I could touch it in a pretty sweet piece of land that had some wide open space in front of it. I think I had one of the most spectacular views of all. And I was wondering if the blood moon was just here in the United States or it was all over the world. You know what? That's a great question, because it was all over the place. So it appeared and looked different to everyone. So depending on where you were and what time. So, you know, whether we're talking about Belgium, or I saw a great shot of this church in Nuremberg, Germany, where they had a picture of the eclipse, and it was visible from the north and from the from South America, they said, and it's just a gorgeous shot that somebody got. So people were out there trying to come up with their best blood moon type of pictures, and bravo, because they shared them all over social media, and I certainly checked them out. I don't know about the rest of you. Okay, so let's move on to another one. How about this one? This one is from Kenny, who says, Kate, just like other presidents, President Trump, no matter what we think of Trump or what some people like him, some people don't, you know, with this government shutdown, it's been a crazy time, but President Trump marked what is a federal holiday still on Monday with a wreath laying deal at King's Memorial. And I was wondering, and I thought about this, I've never been there. Have you ever been to King's Memorial? You know what, that's, it's interesting that you bring that up, because the last time I was in D.C., I asked a congressman that I know, I said, and his wife, I just happened to be someplace where they were, and we were talking, and I said, I've been to Washington so many times, but now I have this opportunity to do, where I have sort of a half a day to do some touring or look at something I haven't seen. And they told me the one thing I should definitely do was do a night tour, that was the best time to see and be in D.C. And you could get to see all the monuments, you know, lit up, and it was just absolutely spectacular. So guess what I did? I went to the monuments. I took a tour. It was one of those double-decker buses, and I would say, put this on your list. And I saw Martin Luther King's Memorial in D.C., and it was, as promised, pretty spectacular. It really was. It's just, you know, it's a giant, it's a giant replica of Martin Luther King. So you go from Lincoln to Jefferson to all the different memorials, and to see them at night, and the, even, you know, the war memorials, the Vietnam Wall, the Korean Memorial is really cool, and it's just kind of a different feel when you go there versus during the day, which is equally as beautiful, but seeing them lit up at night, in particular MLK's memorial in Washington, I don't know, really, really struck me. All right, how about this one? This one is from Jude, and Jude says, boy, Kate, I don't know what they need to do in the NFL, but as much as I would like to sit here and gripe about politics or gripe about my taxes or anything else, because it's my way to relax, those darn zebras took away some of the fun over the weekend in their horrible officiating in the AFC and NFC championship games. I was wondering what your opinion was. My opinion is the same. There were some botched calls. There was a terrible botched non-call that certainly hurt the Saints' chances in the NFC championship game that ultimately became, you know, the end point for their season. And you don't want to end on that. But like I said, I mean, you're going to be gracious. They're going to be gracious about it, but it was terrible. So, yeah, the officiating was not good. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next. We continue down the road here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, will testify at three hearings this week on Capitol Hill. Democratic Congressman Jim Hines of Connecticut tells NBC's Meet the Press that the House Intelligence Committee will ask a lot of questions.
Michael Cohen is going to jail for lying to my committee. So obviously step one is to re-ask him the questions that he felt he needed to lie to us about when he testified in the last Congress. So we're going to want to get to the truth, allow him to correct the record. And then, of course, the question is, okay, now that we know the truth, what are the follow-ups? It's going to be an interesting week in that regard because, of course, he'll appear in my committee after he appears publicly in the Oversight Committee. So we'll also have an opportunity to ask follow-up questions.
A 41-year-old woman has died from a tornado on Saturday after a building in Columbus, Mississippi collapsed on her. She's the first tornado death in the U.S. this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Meet our next guest. I mean, he's going to blow you away. Seriously, I was so impressed with what I saw from David Ramirez Europa. He's written a book called Linguistic Formula. So think of this. A plus F equals L. And if there was a subtitle for this book, it would be Mexico, Desegregated Identity, which is so interesting when you think about that. And David, thanks so much again for coming on the show. As I said, I've never seen anything like your book. Explain what it was that, first of all, led you to put this together.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for this invitation. And Linguistic Formula, I created this formula basically to emancipate or separate my identity from Spanish, because I found out that anything we are creating linguistically doesn't correspond to the language Spanish. And that's why it took me around 9 years to do this research to introduce my own version. So by explaining the reason of the use of the alphabet plus our accent, I found out that that's the only way to recognize the identity of an individual. And this way I'm saying that Mexican language, Mexican identity should be recognized as a unique identity, no longer Hispanic, Latino, or immigrant, nothing like that. So that's basically the meaning of my investigation.
Yeah, and when you pulled it together, what was, and you've explained this a little bit, but what is it that really surprised you maybe the most, David?
Surprised me?
Yes.
The reaction of people is basically, when I explain them, people ask me, hey, do you speak Spanish? Because most of the people, Hispanic people in California, speak Spanish. And they always ask me, speak Spanish or not? I always say, no, but I understand Spanish. I speak Mexican now. And they start laughing and like that doesn't exist for them. So when I explain them, their reaction is completely different, and they have different view of our culture, our Mexican identity.
Yeah, and do you think that's what it's about? Is that losing, like just having a one-size-fits-all, like you said, it's not just Spanish. And there's a difference between the different cultures. There's a difference just because you speak a variation of Spanish, there's a difference between what happens in Spain, what happens in Puerto Rico, what happens in South America, and I guess that's exactly what you're talking about, reclaiming the identity, correct?
Exactly. So I found out that the word Mexico doesn't correspond to Spanish. That belongs to an Aztec event. I'm saying when the Aztec people were alive, the emperors were marrying women and women from other regions to do a cultural exchange, and the next generation were called Mixcla in Mexico. The word Mixcla means fusion in the Aztec language. If you pronounce Mixcla slowly, you can hear a little bit the sound of Mexico. So from Mexicola to Mexico was modified to give birth to the Mexican identity. And that happened before the people known as the conquistadors arrived to which is Mexico City now, because what the Aztec people built was a market to connect different routes of commerce in which is Mexico City now. So after they noticed people from all over the world came to sell their recipes, instruments, everything there, the Spaniards arrived and the emperors noticed that they were having kids and opening businesses. So they decided to hire them to administrate the market and handle the commerce between European and the mix. So our vocabulary is older than the arriving of Europeans, to which is America now or Mexico or on this territory. So to me, all the vocabulary used in the territory of Mexico should be recognized as Mexican language, no longer Spanish, because Spanish language is not doing anything for me.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And, you know, other people have tried to figure this riddle out, and you know this because
it's very complicated.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's very complicated. And usually what happens, David, as you know, we're speaking with David Ramirez Europa, and of course the book title is Linguistic Formula, that often you hear this word Spanglish being used a lot, but it's not Spanglish, is it?
It's not at all. It's not at all, because many, many words, expressions, jokes, phrases, even recipes, music doesn't exist in Spain. We just admitted Spanish as another language or official language in South America. But it's not. It's completely different, different accent, different concepts. That is one example, the concept of ranch. That concept in Mexico is rancho. So this concept doesn't exist in England or Spain. And they just added because we alphabetized the word, and that was added to the vocabulary in our culture. And with the arriving of Europeans, the introduction of their administration, and then they decided to call the consolidated language Spanish there, everything was absorbed by the administration in Spanish. So that's why I'm saying all that vocabulary should be separated and recognized as Mexican language.
Yeah, and absolutely, it's fascinating to that you dove into this. When you started to look at this, what was the toughest thing about, you know, how long did it take you to research? What was the toughest part about putting this together?
All this together, 9 years.
Wow.
And 1 year to write it down. Yes, I went to different states in Mexico, here in the United States, listening people how they pronounce one word in, for example, Indiana, and the same exact word in Florida or places around Illinois. And I found out many, many things that were giving me the proof to say, oh, this doesn't exist over there. This belongs to our culture, to our own language. So that's why I came out with this initiative to say something about the Mexican identity.
Yeah, wow. Boy, 9 years to put that together and traveling all over. You must have put a lot of miles on yourself and in doing
that.
A lot.
Basically, a lot. Because with this, I did all this on my own. I tried to talk about my family, investigation to my family, but they really couldn't understand me because my proposal is to change the language, the name of the language of one country, which is something gigantic. And for them, since I'm from their family, we know each other, and they didn't know I was going to come up with something like this. But they didn't believe me. They didn't. They said, no, right now. Okay, I decided to work and save money and invest all my money in all this traveling to finally present this linguistic formula and let the people analyze my work to see if that corresponds to what I'm asking in my request to see an official language in Mexico, a Mexican language someday.
And so, wow, so you are leading the charge. There's no question about that. And obviously doing this book, talking to people like me, getting the word out, that starts to spread a little bit. What's been, and you mentioned this a little bit before, but I would say the bigger the movement gets, the more people will have that pride and understand exactly what you mean. And what would be the ultimate goal for you, David?
My ultimate goal is to inform people, keep informing people, to generate money, claim money that many recipes, music, anything related to the word Mexico is creating, talking about money, claim all that productivity, not for myself, it's for my own people, for people supporting now my language, my Mexican language. If they need to go to the school, okay, there is the money. From recipes, Mexican recipes. Mexican recipes were made for the Mexican culture, not for a person that wants to open a restaurant to sell guacamole, taco, torta. It's to claim and support the rest of our own identity. And people think, misunderstand this concept. Because we are not supporting our own people. We need medical assistance. We need dental help, many, many things. So this is my the purpose of my work, basically.
Yes, is to do all those things that you mentioned. And we want to tell everybody, David Ramirez Europa is the author of this book and this movement, linguistic formula, A plus F equals L. And David, good luck with this, and I want to tell people they can pick up the book at Barnes & Noble, right?
Right. People can find it at linguisticformula.com and amazon.com as well.
Excellent.
They can read some reviews and they can check it out there.
David, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
I'm
It's time to join the Tejibo Tea Club. Tejibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tejibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tejibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Really excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room right now. David Wilkenfeld joins us. He's the CEO of PromGirl.com. And actually, it's interesting because we look at these Chinese counterfeit websites that are continuing to be out there and flourish, and we've talked about them here on the show, and now there is a petition to stop them dead in their tracks. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has had, you know, pretty much it up to here when it comes to that. So what is it that they're doing? So it's perfect to have David on with us to flush this out a little bit more for us. So David, tell us more about this. How big has this become for the Chinese? What are they doing?
So, I mean, it's a major problem for our industry, the farm and bridal industry. And Farm Girl, obviously, by our name, is more involved in farm, although we do have some bridal business. And the Chinese companies and factories are putting up these very inexpensive and not well-organized websites without the policies of pricing, and they are stealing images and designs from American companies, putting inflating prices, and then selling very, very cheap knockoffs of the same styles. And over the course of our prom season, we hear from thousands of customers that are in tears because they got a dress that looks nothing like what they expected, and it fits nothing like it's supposed to fit. And, you know, we try to help where possible, but a lot of problems, you know, throughout the country, a lot of girls have a negative experience because of these Chinese counterfeit sites.
Wow. So when you say you try to help where you can, it, like doing interviews like this, right, getting the word out, be careful, make sure you know when you're clicking on certain sites where you're really going.
Well, yes, there's a whole awareness campaign going on with us and other companies. BuzzFeed did a big article on problem, you know, with social media and Instagram. Girls are posting, you know, various power stories. And we also have started and will continue on a bigger level to offer girls, you know, at cost, because, you know, most families are on limited budgets. So if they do have a problem, we'll try to help them mitigate the expense of trying to fix the problem and get them a certified designer dress, which is what they expected in the first place.
Yeah, and as you said, you're part of this, so you're, you know, trying to make the awareness out. Prom is big, obviously it's huge, and there's this petition, and maybe the petition raises awareness for it too. Have you ever seen anything like this in your industry?
It's become more prevalent over the years. I think it's a pervasive problem that is not just impacting, you know, our industry, but it's a problem throughout, you know, many industries and many designers. And I think it's expanded because of the presence of, you know, the internet and the ability to reach more people. And there's less regulation over trade and many things as a result of the internet. And so there's a lot of issues that are happening that don't really have laws in place yet to properly address them. And, you know, part of the battle and what we're doing is working with the government and working with customs agencies and the payment agencies and trying to figure out, and Google, obviously, which is taking money from these counterfeit Chinese websites for advertising, and that's a lot of how the customers are becoming aware of these sites. So there's a fight on multiple fronts to control this problem and hopefully eventually eliminate it. But it's a huge problem. It's not going to go away anytime soon. So there's, you know, multiple fights on many fronts that are happening, you know, continually.
So since you're the CEO of PromGirl.com, what do you tell, I mean, this is good, so advice to make sure that you don't end up with your teenage daughter in tears, what do you advise that they do? Just make sure, that, I mean, obviously your site is safe, and just be double check on anything they do when they're looking for dresses?
Well, first of all, you know, it's like with most things, if something seems too good to be true, then it probably is. So, you know, if you're looking around and a dress is normally $300-$400 and you see it, you know, for $100 or $150, that would be a red flag. If there's not a clear, you know, address, U.S. address, phone number to speak to someone in customer service, clear return policies, if the dresses are not in stock, if they have to, you know, be made to order, that would be a something that should be a red flag. And then most designers have a where to buy on the designer website, so you could always go and reference their website, check, make sure that the website where you're going is an authorized dealer for the brand or the dress that you're looking for. So there are numerous ways to check, you know, but a lot of it is getting the awareness out that there's even an issue. So I think that's starting to happen, and we'll continue to bring awareness along with many other people that this is impacting, you know, bringing awareness to the consumer.
That's great advice. David Wilkenfeld, thanks so much. CEO of PromGirl.com. Check it out. I'm so glad that people are out there trying to do whatever they can to fight against what's happening out there with counterfeit. It's ridiculous. David, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So this is a problem. We're talking about Google, and they're talking about Google searches, and they have taken over 500,000 URLs down. And then you look at the listings, you look at the marketplace, over 100,000 listings taken down. Give you some statistics here. They say that one full-time employee along with a 20-person team spanning multiple departments are working on all these anti-counterfeiting projects. What's the industry impact on what we just talked about? Check this out. You ready for this? They say that it costs about $300 million in lost revenue a year with the special occasions industry. So that means bridal, prom, all of that. The economic impact, check this economic impact out. These rogue sites, they get about 50 billion visits a year. The cost to our economy, ready, another B for you, $250 billion annually. How many jobs are lost? 750,000 jobs are lost. Obviously, it's an epidemic. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has launched this anti-counterfeit petition that I mentioned. The APPIA is requesting the American people to support this petition and help propose some new policies to stop illegal overseas websites using those images, those proprietary images, and this aggressive advertising to deceive the public into believing that they're getting something authentic. And I think David made a great point. If it seems too good to be true, don't we know this? Then it is too good to be true. You're not getting a prom dress for, you know, $50 to $100 and thinking that that's right. It's not. It's especially when we're talking about going on a website, that's where you're getting ripped off. And that's where he's saying then they get these dresses and it's right up against the time that they would go to a prom, or a bride is getting ready to walk down the aisle, and it's too late to try to fix it and come up with something to rig up these dresses that are absolutely counterfeit. So we've seen that this certainly has exploded, and it's costing jobs. It absolutely is costing American jobs from these Chinese counterfeit goods, because it's such a billion-dollar industry for them. So these counterfeit websites are jacking us, are hijacking us, and they continue to operate, because how much leverage do you have? So good for the APPIA, because they realize what's going on when they get all these crazy phone calls and somebody sees a dress and it's similar to what a legitimate company, sometimes a company that's been in business for a long time, has, and they don't understand when they try to connect the dots why it doesn't match up. And the reason is because they were on one of these websites. And in fact, if we wind the clock back 3 years, there are some statistics on this. Again, we're talking about billions of dollars. In 2013, the total value of, this is goods seized, okay, originating from China, and how much? $1.22 billion. And who knows? I mean, this is what they know, what they've tracked, what they've been able to do. But there's probably so much more that's slipped in and nobody realizes it's happening. They get away with it. So crazy. Just another one of those counterfeit deals that is benefiting somebody else and harming other people in the United States. All right, that's another edition of It's Your Business.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.